Article 4 of Alaska's Constitution requires that every judicial appointee stand for a public vote, approving or rejecting the judge for retention on the bench. A judge faces the retention vote every 6 years, a justice of the state Supreme Court every 10 years. This year, Justice Dana Fabe faces an organized, well-financed campaign to remove her from her seat on the state Supreme Court. Fabe has served 14 years on the court, 6 as Chief Justice. But opponents are pointing to 6 decisions she and other justices have made that are fueling their efforts. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The attack on the court system came as a surprise to many in the state's legal community. Organized by the Alaska Family Council's President Jim Minery, it focuses on 6 Supreme Court decisions that involved Dana Fabe, either as a voting member or as author. Minery calls her radical, although some of those decisions were unanimously approved by the 5-member court. Minery points to a philosophy based on moral interpretation.
There really are 2 different judicial philosophies, just like there's 2 different philosophies politically when it comes to what the Democrats and the Republicans believe or what conservatives and liberals believe. It's the same thing with the judicial system.
That statement alone is drawing fire from those who work within the judicial system. They say there is not a connection between political philosophy and the integrity of the courts. Elaine Andrews served 21 years as a district court and superior court judge before she retired. She says, quote, "Judges are not legislators, and they should not be subject to special interests."
The public expects them not to be deciding cases based on special interests. I think the public expects judges to make decisions not looking over their shoulder at who's coming after them in the next election. And they expect judges to have the courage to make the right decision based on the Alaska Constitution.
The 6 cases that Minery is using against Fabe include a parental rights case where a majority of Supreme Court justices, not Fabe alone, found unconstitutional the legislature's law requiring parents to give their consent to a daughter's abortion. However, Fabe was later praised by national pro-life groups for her role in allowing a constitutional version of the measure on the ballot in August. That required parental notification. Of the other 5 cases, Minery attacks Fabe for not being in the minority of decisions. In 1, that required state-funded abortions for poor women if they are legal and other services are covered. The decision was unanimous. Another unanimous decision for which Minery singles out Fabe involved hospitals providing abortions. Although Fabe wrote in the court's order that individual doctors and nurses and staff were guaranteed the right not to participate. Judge Andrews says sitting in judgment guarantees half the people involved in litigation will be displeased with the decision. However, the best anyone can hope for is a fair hearing, and that judicial independence and community diversity is at the heart of a judge remaining in office.
When a court that makes decisions renders a unanimous decision or a majority decision, and one judge is singled out as being responsible for that decision, and other justices who've been up for retention have not been attacked, but a woman judge is, it does give me pause for concern that the diversity of our bench, along with the independence of our bench, is coming under attack.
Minery says the ballot group No on Fabe is ready for a limited political campaign, focusing on talk radio and small newspaper advertisements. However, it has the resources for a short, powerful burst if needed. Its largest donation is $50,000 from a group called Citizen Link in Denver, Colorado. Like the Alaska Family Council and its political arm, Alaska Family Action, No on Fabe has not submitted any financial records to the Alaska Public Offices Commission. Judicial retention votes are near the bottom of this year's ballot, and a check of election results for the past 10 years shows that a lot of voters don't work their way beyond the top questions to be decided. That section might have a larger turnout than would be normally expected in next month's general election. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.